This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. In a nationwide US Gallup poll, 94% of people said, yes, it's important to forgive. But 85% said they'd need some outside help in order to forgive. So apparently many of us are stuck in what I'd call the unforgiveness mode, which can often make us unhappy and unwell. And invariably the bitterness that comes, that poisons our relationships. So when you've been hurt by someone that you love and trust, I guess you could become angry and confused and sad. And if you dwell on those hurtful events or situations, these grudges get filled with resentment, vengeance and hostility. If you allow negative feelings to crowd out your positive feelings, you might find yourself swallowed up by your own bitterness or sense of injustice. Bitterness, it certainly is a very nasty thing. Being bitter is like digging yourself a hole that you keep digging every day. And the deeper you dig, the longer the path back to the top. No one can fault you for being angry about what you've been through. And maybe no one should fault you for becoming bitter either. But you owe yourself so much more than that. You don't have to stay in this deep hell hole of bitterness. And I want to talk about this again tomorrow. Nelson Mandela, a name well known, he had every reason in this world to be a bitter and angry man. You know the story of Nelson Mandela, locked away in prison for 27 years. But listen to this remarkable statement as he was released. As I walked out the door of that prison gate that led to my freedom, he said, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison. It's a profound, powerful statement. It's a statement of healing, not only for him, but later on for the nation of South Africa. Well, it's true that we're capable of creating our own prisons if we're not careful with our feelings. If we hold on to bitterness and hatred, then we'll be imprisoned in our own mind, unable to achieve the freedom that we deserve. When we've been hurt from something like bullying, for example, you feel angry, you feel bitter. And sometimes you can feel helpless. What do I do to overcome that hurt? If not for me, maybe for somebody else. But here's the thing. We are the ones responsible for causing ourselves the hurt by remaining bitter about something that happened in the past. All we've got to do really is let it go. Now, of course, it's not easy for me to say that. It can be very painful. But you know that in the end, it really is the only way. Here's a question. What are the effects of holding a grudge? If you're unforgiving at this moment, you might bring anger and bitterness into every relationship and every new experience. And what's the point of that? You become so wrapped up in this wrong act or deed or what someone said that the present, you just can't enjoy the present. You might become depressed, you might become anxious, or you feel that your life lacks meaning or purpose. Or even if you are a Christian person or have some religious beliefs, you're at odds. You somehow know you shouldn't be feeling like this. And what about other people? You lose that very valuable and enriching connectedness with others. It was the well-known author C.S. Lewis who once said that getting over a painful experience is much like crossing monkey bars. You've got to let go at some point in order to move forward. And it was the popular Christian author John Ortberg who said that living with people is like dancing with porcupines. I think he was correct. Living with people, day in, day out, can become difficult. Words can be said in haste or at the spur of the moment. We get hurt or we hurt others. You and I, we cannot afford the luxury of holding on to bitterness and resentment against others because it becomes the root of other problems. This bitterness can be directed against yourself, and it can show itself up in the inability to forgive others, even though God has forgiven you. I want to take this a step further tomorrow. Dear Lord, we acknowledge that sometimes we are our worst enemies. We just don't get it, we don't forgive, and we bury that seed of bitterness deep inside. I pray you'll remove that today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.